welcome to the Third and Footlong Show. I'm Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
This is your weekly fix of all things NFL, college football, and sandwich culture. DT, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing well. How are you, Darren?
Not too bad at all. Plenty going on in the NFL, though.
Yes, just many things. Retirements, what is Bill Belichick doing in college, Bengals, mismanagement of the cap again. What should we start with?
Well, I think we've got to go with the story that keeps giving, and that is Bill Belichick. What is happening there? This has been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks.
It's an interesting situation where you have a 24-year-old girlfriend potentially banned from the facility, not banned from the facility, actually welcome. Very confusing.
There's been some interesting press releases, especially they almost look like they've been written by her.
Well, I would assume they have been.
Even the college ones, though, look like they've been written by her.
Oh, the UNC official statements.
Yes.
That's interesting.
But, the family are now involved because they're concerned about him and her influence on him. I mean, we're talking about the most successful coach in the history of the game that has a reputation for not letting things be
distraction
or anything like that.
Do your job.
Being the biggest distraction, like, It is overtaking NFL stories. Like it is a constant, and there's something different every single day.
It's an interesting way to go about a book release, is how it all started, isn't it?
It is, and it was that CBS interview that really started it, when the interviewer asked a nice, innocent question of how did you meet, and then Jordan turns around and goes, we will not be answering that question.
To be fair, we don't know the full interview because we only have the recorded version. But
you would think that they would have released something, though, if there was something else there.
Yes, yeah, true.
But what's interesting, there are three trains of thought of how this is going to finish.
And what is your train of thought, Darren?
Well, I'll give you my train of thought after the three trains of thought. And the three trains of thought is, this is just going to go on. He's going to end up coaching for the season. They're going to have a successful season. Everything's going to be forgotten. Number two, it's a massive distraction. He will still coach the team. They will have an awful season. His contract only is for 1 year. He's got $1 million get out, and at the end of the year, he's gone. He disappears, probably never to be seen again. Number three, he never coaches a game for UNC.
And number three is the one you believe?
I do. I don't think he's ever going to coach a game.
For the college?
Yeah.
Or for NFL?
For Carolina. I mean, what I think's going on here, he's trying to rebrand himself as young because he's quite renowned as grouchy and, you know, difficult to deal with. I think he's trying to soften his approach. I think he's desperately trying to get back into the NFL. I do not think he has any interest in coaching a college at all. And I think he's kind of finding a way to get himself fired.
Do you want to do a bet on that?
Yeah. What do you want to bet?
Well, I seem to remember a conversation we were having that you said you could kick a 20-meter field goal.
Yeah, was I drinking that day? Because then I measured out 20 metres, and these guys that kick 66-yard field goals made me just appreciate just how long that is.
Yeah.
Because coming off the back of a knee injury to kick a 20-metre field goal, yeah, okay, that's the deal.
You'll try kick a 20-metre
field goal. I will try and kick a 20-metre field goal, 100%.
I'm happy with that.
So, yeah, look, what's your view? Where do you think it's going to end?
Honestly, I think he's going to coach out because why wouldn't you at this stage, just for the financials of it, unless you desperately don't want to coach football, which he seems to keep saying he wants to coach football, so it would be a weird message to then send to not coach. Unless the team fire him, then that's a different situation altogether.
Which is what I think may happen, is it becomes too much of a distraction and the team fire him.
Okay, shall we move a bit further south to the Saints quarterback room?
Yes, that's just another ongoing gift that keeps giving, of course. A week or two ago, Derek Carr announces that he's going to retire. The Saints really didn't pick up anyone noting the trade. So, yeah, this is going to be interesting times.
Very interesting times. Do you think Derek Carr is retired or retired for the Saints?
I think he's retired for the Saints. I think there's a lot of water gone under that bridge. I mean, obviously he had a very difficult separation from the Raiders, and it now seems like he's going to have a difficult separation from the Saints and has used retirement.
Yeah. Yeah. It will be. It's unfortunate, though, if he has retired for injury-related reasons, because that's never how you want to end.
No, not at all. And I think the Saints are in a tough spot. Lots of rookie-type quarterbacks on their roster.
Aaron Rodgers?
No. I don't see him being a Saints type of guy.
I think they could potentially trade. Well, they've got Kenny Pickett as the rumour flying around out there because of the Eagles' connection last year with the head coach there now. So
I was trying to think of someone else who might go there, and the name's gone. But I was. I think
was it
another...
Mac up in San Francisco 49ers?
No.
Mac Jones,
no. I've got a feeling they could take an experienced quarterback from somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, there's five of them
Kirk
in
Cousins.
Cleveland. They could, yeah, that was the name. Yes.
But Falcons Saints don't have a
I know,
very
that's
good
a problem. They're not going to let him go there because he's into division.
And finally, the Bengals hold out. Should we just make a quick note of that?
Yes, you know, Stewart literally got picked in the draft. The angriest introduction at draft when he came out looked like he was coming out for
a fight, yeah.
Yeah, he looked like he was coming out for a fight. I'm like, is this guy fired up? And I don't think he's very happy about where he's been picked.
No, he just didn't seem happy at all. Like, there was no happiness in being drafted in that situation. And the suit looked nice, though. So.
It did. But the thing is, like, you picked where you picked. I mean, a team's picked you, so be happy that someone picked you. It's not their fault that the 20 or 16 of a team's passed up on you.
No.
That's not the Bengals' fault.
The Bengals' fault not paying Trey Hendrickson, though.
It is their fault, and that is crazy. Like, arguably the second or third best defensive player of the year.
Yep.
And ended up...
top 3 sacks, 3 years in a row. Completely changed, overhauled their defense, got them to the Super Bowl.
But this is the problem with the Bengals, right? They've paid all the money into 4 offensive players, and now they've got no money left to pay anybody else. And this is quarterback, pal. This is Joe Burrow going, I want you to pay my guys. I don't really care what happens on the other side of the ball, sort it.
I honestly, if I was quarterback, I would want a good defense, but I'm not a quarterback, so...
Well, unless, like Burrow's proved, you can just win every game 42-35 every week.
They tried to do that last year and it didn't work.
No, it didn't.
So, c'est la vie.
Yeah, and they've not done a good job at drafting. They were one of the lowest-ranked draft teams when I saw the experts...
The expert.
What's
Darren the expert
thing? No, not me. I thought they were average. I gave them like a C.
A C?
A C. Well,
you passed them, so that's nice.
That's right, yeah. So that's the news of the week, and those are all going to continue to play out. Belichick's future. My leg relies on Belichick's future.
I don't think Bill Belichick cares about your leg, but yeah.
Well, I'm gonna send him a note because now he's on social media. It would be really easy to contact.
Oh, yeah. It's Peter Bill Belichick in NFL 101. Shall we move on to explain how NFL games work for our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously, anyone who's new to the show or just tuning in or just wants to learn a little bit more about the NFL, we thought we'd spend 5 minutes in this episode talking through just how does a game of NFL work. So, I'll kick off. Do you want me to kick off?
Yeah, you can kick off.
Excellent. So, like every good sport, there are two teams. And on the field at any moment in time, there are 11 players.
Well, there's 11 players on each team.
That's right, yes.
22 people on the field.
That's in total?
Yeah.
Oh, unless you want to count the umpires.
No.
Okay.
Oh, well, you can if you want. You can do field judge. Do you want? But I think that might be confusing for people starting out.
So 11 players per team, two teams.
Okay, I'll describe the field then. The game is played on a 100-yard field. This is America, so it's in yards. Then there's 2 10-yard end zones at each end of the field, and this is where the team kind of wants to go because that's how you score a touchdown. So the team scores by advancing the ball towards the opponent's end zone by either running or passing, which is a forward pass, not like in rugby where it's like a sideways backwards pass. And you can also score a goal by kicking through the uprights, which are the rugby-like goalposts at the end of the end zone.
And that is called a field goal, and it is worth?
3 points.
It is. So a game is played over an hour, split into 4 different quarters. A team advances the ball. They have 4 chances, and they have to take it at least 10 yards for each of their chances. Those 4 chances are called downs. So a team has to advance the ball at least 10 yards. If they are penalized for any reason, the ball goes backwards, they still have to get to the original marker of where those 10 yards were finishing.
And if you are watching American football, which we hope you are, those are displayed at the bottom of the TV screen, as in 2nd and 3. So that means it's 2nd down, and there's 3 yards to go to get to 1st down, which is your main objective when you're going down the field.
And as you said, there are 3 ways to score as an offense. You can score a touchdown that is worth 6 points.
Yep.
A field goal that is worth 3 points. A field goal is normally kicked under 2 circumstances. 1, when you are close enough to the end zone, but you don't want to give the ball back to your opponent by risking a 4th down. because if on fourth down you don't make those 10 yards, you automatically lose the ball. And then you can get, after a touchdown, either a extra point, which again is a close range kick through the post, or you can go for a 2-point conversion, which is starting on the 2-yard line, and you have to get it back into the end zone, just like you did for your touchdown.
And the other way they can score, Darren, on defense, is a
safety. And that is by tackling a member, a ball-carrying member of the opposing team in the end zone. That is worth 2 points.
Or if the opponent walks out the back of the end zone.
Indeed, as what a couple of quarterbacks have accidentally done over time.
Yep, or punters have purposely done too, for a strategic decision-making move from the head coach.
Each team is allowed to use 3 timeouts to stop the clock in each half. They are generally used strategically to extend the quarter.
Yes, and clock management is a big part of the head coaching, and we will discuss it quite a lot during the season.
Yes, because there's generally some head coaches that make a terrible job of it.
Well, Darren thinks it's a terrible job.
At the end of the second and fourth quarter, there is something called a 2-minute warning. So when the clock gets down to 2 minutes, that also stops the clock.
And shall we talk about the clock in general? You have 40 seconds between the time that the previous play stops, and then you have 40 seconds to get the next play off. If the ball is not snapped within these 40 seconds, there is a delay of game penalty, and then you'll get a 5-yard penalty from it. Clock management, like I said, big part of the game. There's also a 25-second play clock, and that's in different situations throughout the game. This is displayed by the clock on your screen when you're watching American football.
So there are multiple ways to stop a clock, and that is by either running out of bounds or catching the ball going out of bounds.
Or timeout.
Or a timeout. Or an incomplete pass also stops the clock.
Yes, it does. And some penalties as well.
Excellent. I've got some NFL-related facts that aren't about the game that give you a bit of info about the NFL if you're interested.
Yes, I'm interested.
So the NFL was founded in 1920. It has one of the average highest attendances of all sports globally. Did you know that you never had to wear a helmet in the NFL until 1943?
That would have a lot of head injuries involved.
It would. So, and I've got a few more, but I thought we could save those for another day if you want it.
Yeah, I was going to say, should we just quickly go through the team makeup so people understand? Because we've said that there are 22 players on the field, but we should maybe also say that there's 48 per team.
There is. There's a team of 55, of which they can only announce 48 on match day.
I thought it was 53-man roster.
I thought it was 55.
Why are you saying it like the? I'm happy to bet. But yeah.
Go. Right.
Do you want me to?
You've got to kick a 20-meter field goal if I'm right.
I won't be getting 20. I will attempt it. I know I won't get it, but I will attempt it for you.
So yeah, there are two sides of the ball. There's offense and defense. Offense is trying to score. Defense is trying to stop. There are various positions that each member plays specific to their role.
Darren, I do not have to kick a field goal because it is a 53-man roster.
I'm sure when I checked it said 55.
I don't... 55, because you do have, like, some teams have the international player pathway spot, but I think that's getting a bit complicated for our viewers.
I think we've explained it enough.
I think we have too.
I think the key to this is anyone that has never watched a game of football...
Should watch a game of football.
Should watch a game of football, but I would really appreciate their comments on any social media as whether we made it a lot easier for them to understand or not. Did we do our job?
I think we tried to do our job. If we did it successfully, is really up to them.
Right. We should probably jump on to the NFC South.
Dun, 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 dun.
Our third division that we are covering. We are spending the next... we're spending 8 weeks covering the 8 divisions and giving you a bit of a sort of insight to all of the teams, and this may help you select a team if you currently don't have one.
Yeah, should you be a fan of the NFC South?
Indeed. We will start off with the Carolina Panthers. DT?
Yes, the Carolina Panthers, based in North Carolina, Charlotte, to be exact, and plays at Bank of America Stadium, which is also the home of Bank of America, and Wells Fargo, so it is a financial capital in America.
Excellent. They were formed in 1995, so a very new team. They were the 29th NFL franchise and have appeared in 8 playoffs already.
And 2 Super Bowls, losing both of them, unfortunately.
They are. They are one of the few teams that have appeared in Super Bowls and lost them all. We will probably come up with another one during this division. Sir Purr is their mascot.
Do you remember the video of Robbie Anderson where he thought it was a bear?
Yes.
And he was like, it's a bear, it's a bear. And everyone was like, no, you play for the Panthers, it's a panther.
And it's a giant cat, and apparently it drinks 6.5 litres of milk per day.
That's a ton of milk. I really hope he's not lactose intolerant.
No.
The colours of the Carolina Panthers are blue, black, and silver. They've got a special blue called Carolina Blue, which I believe is copyrighted by the team.
They have a couple of game rituals. They do the big drum banging, the keep pounding pre-game ritual.
They pound it 4 times. Did you know that?
I didn't count the exact amount, but... Keep pounding is their thing, and their team song is Sweet Caroline.
Which makes sense, because
I know
Carolina.
Oh.
Shall we talk about some of their famous players?
We can do. Yes, indeed. Steve Smith Sr.
Ice Up Son.
Yeah.
One of my favourite players of all time, I think. He played the game with a lot of attitude and a lot of fun. So definitely worth watching the highlights if you get into American football.
Cam Newton, quarterback, Jake Delhomme, those are the two quarterbacks that took them. 2 Super Bowls.
Superman. Cam Newton, famously the dab quarterback as well.
Also, the quarterback in Super Bowl 50 that when the ball was fumbled seemed to be scared of it and ran away from it. That footage has to be watched if no one has ever seen it.
I still think the butt fumble is the funniest, but sure. Or the butt punt of 2 years ago.
So what they do is, because there's only one team in the Carolinas, they represent North and South Carolina, and their logo loosely represents the outline of both states.
I saw that and I tried to look at it and I truly did not see it,
no. And in the first season, they played their home games at Memorial Stadium, which for anyone who's close to football, that is Clemson's home stadium. And they had the best ever first season as an expansion team in the history of the NFL. 7-9, which means they won 7 and lost 9. Owned by David Tepper, who's an incredibly controversial owner, coached by Dave Canales, and quarterbacked by Bryce Young, who was picked at number 1 in the draft, and the jury is still probably out on him.
I would say it is.
Came into the league quite small, but held his own last season.
I think so. Should we talk about a team that wishes they picked a quarterback number 1 overall?
Do it.
New Orleans Saints?
Yes, indeed. The Saints.
Established in 1960s in New Orleans, Louisiana.
They were founded on All Saints Day, which is November the 1st.
They are gold and black in colour due to their history of the oil family who owned them and started them, and that being black gold.
They were named in honour of the city's Catholic heritage.
Did you know that during their first pretty much 20-plus years, they were relatively terrible?
Yes, they were absolutely awful, and fans would go to the games with
paper bags.
Brown paper bags on their heads.
And, wait for it, sharpied ain'ts.
Ain'ts, that's right.
Ain't a football team.
So they've only been to one Super Bowl, and they won it in 2009.
Yes, with Drew Brees as the quarterback and Sean Payton, the now Broncos coach, as the head coach.
Drew Brees is the city's unofficial mayor.
I did not know that.
Have that. He is indeed.
There's another famous quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, Archie Manning, and his grandson is coming out of the draft potentially next year.
Arch Manning. Yeah. Peyton Manning was born in New Orleans.
Yes, he was.
He was indeed. They have 2 mascots.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Dog.
Sir Saint and Gumbo the dog.
Because it's a real dog, isn't it?
Yes. In 1974, they moved from Tulane Stadium in Louisiana to the now Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
It's not Caesar's Superdome.
Oh, it is now, of
because
course,
Because then
yes,
the Mercedes is now the Falcons, which is very strange indeed.
Yes.
And if the Superdome sounds familiar at all, it is in 2012, it went dark during a Super Bowl and the lights were off for 30 minutes.
It was also the place that people sheltered from Hurricane Katrina.
Yes, it was.
It was indeed. And I have actually seen a game.
In the
Superdome.
Superdome.
So loud.
The then Mercedes Superdome.
Yes, so loud.
Oh, I can imagine. It looks loud on screen.
130 decibels.
That's a loud one.
That's loud.
That is the Houdat Nation showing up.
It is. So they are coached by Kellen Moore, were quarterbacked by Derek Carr, who the hell knows they're going to quarterback now, and owned by Gail Benson.
Who also owns, it's the Pelicans, isn't it?
That's correct. Yes. She is the first woman to own both an NBA and an NFL team at the same time. And they are probably going to finish last in the division this year.
Yeah, I can see that, especially if they don't get the quarterback situation. Should we go to another interesting quarterback situation in Atlanta Falcons?
Yes, indeed. They were also founded in 1966.
And in the first 15 seasons, their mascot was a live Falcon.
It was indeed. They have also played in 2 Super Bowls, like Carolina, and like Carolina, have lost both.
And famously lost the 28-3 Super Bowl.
Yes, the 28th of March is officially the Atlanta Falcons Day.
That's quite sad.
It is sad when you have a date named after your demise.
And as we said earlier, they play at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia.
They do.
Their team colours are red and black.
During practice in 1966, the Falcon escaped and was found in a Kraft food factory before being returned.
I know, eating some mac and cheese probably.
Their fiercest rival are the New Orleans Saints.
Yes, both teams despicably hate each other.
They do.
They truly do. Atlanta, Georgia is known as the Peach State, and if the peach looks familiar, it is now often a filming location, and you'll see it at the end of quite a lot of movies.
Julia Elliott, a school teacher, came up with the name in a 1966 competition.
They were also, did you know they were called the Dirty Birds?
They are. That is their nickname, the Dirty Birds.
Known due to a dance popularized in the 1998 losing Super Bowl season by running back Jamal Anderson. Are you going to demonstrate the dance for our viewers? Look at you go.
It's a bit of a... It was a camp like effort. I was trying not to knock you out while we're in the studio together.
Most famous player, who would you think? Deion Sanders, Julio Jones, Mike Vick?
Oh, Deion Sanders would have to be, right?
Tony Gonzalez?
Up there.
Yep.
Matt Ryan?
Rodney White?
Matty Ice?
Should we just keep naming people that
That's right.
No one knows?
Of all these great players for a team that's never won a Super Bowl.
I know. Julio Jones is fantastic.
Probably have the best offensive lineup in that division.
And they've now got Michael Penix to lead their way.
They've got a very young team, so at least they're a team they can keep together for quite a long time.
Should last fair. Did you know Michael Penix got the call to say he was the starting quarterback while getting a hot dog at Costco?
That is some way to find out that you're going to be rich.
I know. Getting a $1
hot dog.
Got to save that money.
I got 6 divisional championships and 14 playoff appearances.
And should we talk about who won the division last year on playoff appearances?
We can do indeed. Yes. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And one of 3 teams based in Florida.
Yes. Jacksonville will be the other. One of them.
And then Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins, the other.
Well, I don't know why you were testing me there. It made me a bit frightened.
That's right.
Am I not right?
You've done it to me a few times, and I thought you needed to feel the awkwardness of being tested on air.
And like the Carolina Panthers, there's also quite a lot of banks down in Tampa Bay. We've got JP Morgan's Large Service Center, and then we have Raymond James Stadium, where they play as Raymond James Bank sponsorship.
So they've been in the league since 1976 and have won 2 Super Bowls.
Yes. And their famous, 2002 defense is probably one of the greatest defenses of all time.
Who was the head coach of the 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
It was John Gruden.
It certainly was. No longer in the league.
No, and he was on ESPN for a while there as a Monday night
analyst.
Yeah.
And yes, another controversial exit.
Very controversial.
So the name and mascot are inspired by the pirates who invaded the Florida coast in the 18th century.
Yes, and their colours are red, black, and it's more like a brown pewter colour is what they call it. Should we talk about another famous colour that they had, which I personally don't like, but do you?
You're just trying to goad me into saying I'm colourblind, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
You want it in every single episode that I say.
But
that
you do
I'm
know of the orange sherbet creamsicle uniform that doesn't look good on anyone.
Anybody. No. No one wears that well.
No, and in the 4 times they have tried to throw back and in wear it again, they have lost in 3 occasions. So maybe
kind of tells you just to stop wearing it, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yes. So they have won 7 NFC South divisional titles and are an undefeated Super Bowl team.
Yes, with their most recent Super Bowl led by Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski.
They have appeared in the playoffs 11 times.
Yes, indeed. They're probably, I would say, the most successful team in this division.
By a long way, yes. 5 Buccaneers are in the NFL Hall of Fame.
With a few of them from the 2000s defense. The Glazer family, who own them, also own Manchester United. If you're a Man U fan, then you should be a Tampa Bay Bucks fan.
I am not in any way a Man U fan.
I was talking to the Manchester United fans out there who may want to also then show support.
For Tampa Bay, just...
Because they're the same team? I don't know. I'm not a football fan.
I'm a big football fan. The Glazers are actually very controversial owners for Manchester United.
They
are very unliked by Manchester United fans. They are having their worst season for 30 years.
I just want to point out this is American football.
I know, but I'll give you some linked facts.
American football.
Linked facts.
Oblong shaped, not a circle.
Moving on.
Sorry, are you shape blind now?
I'm shape blind. That's right. You're
shape blind or color blind?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were the very first team to play a Super Bowl on their in their home stadium.
Yes, and when they every time they score, they fire cannons out of the ship at the end of their stadium.
Like a lot of NFL teams, they were terrible in their first 2 years, losing 26 games.
Yes, and they superstitiously, when they want to win, will wear their white shirts and pewter pants.
Indeed, they are coached by Todd Bowles, and their quarterback is Baker Mayfield.
And I have to say, historically, my favourite player, just from the nickname alone, Muscle Hamster. best running back name. He hates it, by the way. Have you ever met Muscle Hamster? He is not a fan of the nickname, but it's a great nickname.
Baker Mayfield used to actually do great adverts.
Yes, he did with the insurance.
Yes, yeah, they were great.
Progressive, wasn't
at
it?
Home with the Mayfields or at home. Yeah,
and
yeah, something
Brown
like that.
Stadiums. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And talking about home, I feel like maybe we should wrap it up for our audiences.
Why not? Indeed. So that was our latest episode. Thank you very much for listening in. Please feel to comment or look for any additional content on all of our social media channels. You can find us on Instagram, on YouTube, on Facebook, on TikTok.
You're the social media guy, I don't know.
I am.
Is there any others that you've missed?
We've actually got a page on X.
Oh, we do.
And I do post on there.
Blue Sky I hear about as well.
Okay.
With that.
And then obviously all of those beautiful podcast channels. You can find us on all of those where we are now well into sandwich season.
Yes. Sandwich season, then football season, every season with Darren Leeds and DT.
Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah.